הודו לשם כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. I want to thank Hashem that we are broadcasting again. We are on Thursday night. That's a class that we learn the Zohar. I want to thank everybody for coming, everybody for watching. And I thank my wife. We are going to read the request of the Ari in Hebrew, and then we're going to say two halachot from Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, Chupa veKiddushin, and then we're going to read from the Zohar, we're going to read in Hebrew, we're going to translate to English. Shabbos everybody. We are in Parashat Pinchas. Ribon HaOlamim, ואדון האדונים, אב הרחמים והסליחות, מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלינו ולאבותינו, וכידר שתחוויה שקראתנו תורתך ועבודתך ועבודת הקודש, ונתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה. מה אנחנו, מה חיינו, מה עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה? על כי אנחנו בדין תחנו לפניך, שתסלח ולכל חטאתנו ועוונותינו, ואל יהיו עוונותינו ובדלים בינינו לבינך, וכן יהיה רצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו לאבותינו, שתכונן לערינו ליראתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לאבינו הראל בסודות תורתך, ויהיה לימודנו זה נחת רוח לפני כסא כבודך, כריח ניחוח, ותאציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל כנותינו שנתנצו נצוצות עבודיך הקדושים, אשר על ידם גילית דבריך אלה בעולם. ובזכותם, ובזכות אבותם, ובזכות תורתם, ותמימותם וקדושתם, יעמוד לנו לבן לקשב לדברים אלו. ובזכותם תאירנו במה שאנו, שאנו לומדים כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי והביט הנפלאות מתורתך, כי אדוני דן חוכמה פי דעת ותבונה, יהיו לרצון אמרי פי ויגיעו ליבי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. We are continuing to run חופה וקידושין, רבי עובדיה יוסף, ונוריד תועלכות. We're on the page Shin Zayin 307. Verse 8. כשמברכים ברכת אשר ברא, הנה סיבוי הרן השבע ברכות, בלבד, כגון שאין עשרה, that means if you have השבע ברכות, but you don't have 10 people, or you don't have any new face, or כשאורחים סעודה שלא בית החתן, and the Ashkenaz more mekel in that, they are easy in that, the Sephardi are a little bit more strict about it, that you need to do it only in the house of the חתן. מברכים ברכת המזון, we do benching, ואשר ברא, אשר ברא, ששון שמחה, חתן וקלה, on one cup, ואין צריך להביא another cup. You don't need to bring another cup to do the benching, the ברכת המזון. וכשאורחים סעודה לכבוד החתן, שלא בבית החתן. When you're making a meal for the חתן, for the bride and the groom, but not in the house of the חתן, מיד כשגמר המברך את ברכת המזון, מברך תחילה בורא פרי הגפן. When he finish the benching, he does right away בורא פרי הגפן, and after that he make the ברכה אשר ברא ששון ושמחה חתן וכלה. המברך תואם ונותן לחתן ולכלה, the person that they make the benching, he make tasting the wine and then he give to the groom and to the bride. ולכן על המברך לכוון להוציא ידי חובה ברכות את החתן וכלה. The מברר, the person that do the benching, he need to have in mind to be outside the bride, the חתן וכלה with this ברכה. וגם החתן והכלה יכוונו לצאת על ידי חובה הברכות. Also the bride and the groom need to be מכוון, to be pointed that they gonna be outside in his ברכה. ואין לחתן ולכלה לענות ברוך הוא ברוך שמו, the חתן וכלה doesn't answer ברוך הוא ברוך שמו between when he said the ברכה of the wine, after the ברכה, ואחר שהם תואמים מן היין, בגלל because they need to taste from the wine and they need to be included in the ברכה. אם כל המסובים אכלו פת הבאה בכסנין, if all the people that sit in at pot that count that's like a cake, אין לברר ברכת חתנים בכלל, you are not doing any share of ברכות, שאין מברכים ברכת חתנים אלא אחר ברכת המזון, that you do the share of ברכות only after benching. ואם היו שם עשרה ושבעה שאכלו פת, if it was 10 or 7 that they ate the bread, שאכלו פת, הבא בכסנין שיעור שאחרים קובעים עליה סעודה, that means that they ate cookies, not a bread, they ate cookies, that the amount that the people are, it's enough for to have a meal, שהוא 72 דהרם, that means 216 גרם, יכולים לברך שבעת הברכות, you'll be able to do the seven ברכות, the seven ברכות. ונכון גם השלושה הנמצאים שם יאכלו על כל פנים כזית פירות וכיוצא להסתרף מהם. And the third people, the three people to the ten, they need to eat at least fruit כזית or any other thing that they're going to be included in the share brachos for to be able to have ten people. We're going to go now to the Parashat Pinchas. We are in the Zohar. The Zohar is Pinchas. Parashat Pinchas, we have in Parashat Pinchas, Raya Me'emana. Raya Me'emana is the trusting shepherd. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. We are in a page, Peitet, 89. מאמר מרכבת יחזקאל. Page 89 verse 248 Ramach. We are speaking about Pinchas. Pinchas used a Romach. Romach is a spear. Romach is Ramach. It's 248 parts of the body, 248 mitzvot of doing, 248 words of Shema Yisrael, and also is Rechem, uterus, that's where he kill both of them, where he stabbed them. Also his uterus is Rechem, that we've been born from, and this is also Rechem is Rachem, merciful, that God put us here. He is a merciful God, that he gave us a chance to be born in this universe. Otherwise we are, so we're saying in Tachnun, Berogez Rechem Tiskor, that God need to remember that we are only human being. And the bottom line, we are a human being, and human being make mistakes always. It's not such a thing that the person going to be in this lifetime and he's not going to make mistake. So, Yechezkel Katchama Shchinta Migo Kelipin Chaza Ima Asara Sefiran Belo Piuda Klal ואילני נון מוחה מלגו, כולה הוא חזה, לא נמיגו נהר כבר דיל תתה. היי רכב אלוקים ריבותים, כל ריבו 10,000, ריבותיים 20,000, אפיק תראה שאינן, השתערו תמני שר, וחושבן יותחת על המין לקליל 10 ספירן להתלבש בתת מין מטטרון בתת מין תוטפות והתאמר בב והיו לתוטפות בעיניך מין עינים אלן לאלה והתאמר באו נפתחו השמיים והראה מראות אלוקים מן מראות אלן עינון 10 מראות דמטטרון שחזה כשרגה בגור השישתה תשע והתגליה וחד סתים. We're talking about מראות יחזקאל. We're talking about the chariot of יחזקאל. יחזקאל, he was the prophet, he was sitting in the exile, and he is telling us what he see. Said, in the water, ראתה שפחה על המים מה שלא ראה יחזקאל בן בוזי. A maid saw in the water in Egypt what is the prophet יחזקאל didn't see. What does it mean? A maid, when we left Egypt, she stayed a maid. If you take this house and you elevate it complete, whatever is low, low, whatever it's high, high, but you elevate it to the highest level. You take the same apartment, the way it is, put it in the penthouse. It's still going to be a penthouse, but still everything will stay the same. The same thing, the Jewish nation, when they left Egypt, God elevated all of them. And the maid stayed maid. And still she saw higher than what the prophet Yechezkel see. He saw the chariot, he saw the resurrection of the dead, he saw everything after whatever we are looking up to see. Nevertheless, the maid on the ocean saw more than him. What did they see? They saw in physicality all the spirituality, all the secret in spirituality. They give life to the physicality. When they looked at a person or they look on any obstacle, they be able to see the roots of the life of Hashem in them that give them life every second. יחזקאל, כשראה השכינה בתוך הקליפות. יחזקאל, the prophet יחזקאל, when he saw the שכינה, the holy presence of God, into the shell, that means everything around us need to have a shell. Is nothing in the universe that doesn't have a shell. We need to understand that the shell, that's what keeps us alive. The shell, if you take a banana without a shell, it's going to dry, in a couple hours it's gone. The same thing, the shell himself have no reality without the banana. The same thing us, a person need a shell, a water on the table need a shell, everything have a shell. We have layers on layers on layers of shells, and this shell, nevertheless, we need to recognize that what is the shell and what is the main dish. The main dish now we learn in Torah. All the rest of the obstacle is a shell. So if you focus on what you learn in Torah now, you're going to be able to remove all the other shell to the side. And when he looked at the shell, he saw the 10 spheres, he saw the Shekhinah into this shell, into this klipot. Klomar, mitoch malbushim, that means we are in the clothing. Everybody have a clothing. Ra'ima sarah sfirot bli pirut klal. He saw the 10 sfirot without any separation at all. Ve'ilu hen ha'moach betoch kulam. Ra'a otan betoch nahar kvar shelemata. Dehainu rechev shelemata b'matat. Ki kvar hu otiyot rechev. Shehi rechev elokim ריבותים אלפים שנה. That means he said he saw the ספירות and he saw the light of Hashem. He saw the light of Hashem. That they tell us that he saw them on Nahar Kvar. So they say Nahar Kvar, what is this river of Kvar? So he said Nahar Kvar, Kvar is the letters of Rechev. Rechev is a chariot. That he saw the chariot of Hashem, the chariot that Matat, this is the minister of Hashem, that he is the one that sustains the light of Hashem in this universe. Matat, if you look in around you, everything you see, this is what they call matat. Everything around that we are looking, this is matat. You see the walls, you see the table, you see the shell of the people, this is matat. They call it matat sarapanim. Matat, he is the minister that what we see, that's the cover up for everything. So he says, he saw the hainu rechev shelemata bematetron, that he saw the chariot of Hashem, that this is what is matat. He saw everything that what is sustained, how is the Shekhinah ride on the physicality in this universe. Kikvar, kvar is rechev, uotiot rechev, this is the word of chariot, of rechev. Rechev is like a car, what's something that you ride on. Shei rechev elokim ribotim alafei shenan. Kol ribo hu asaret alafim. He said that he saw that every ribo that he saw is 10,000 of chariot. And he saw the chariot, the way the universe has been ride on this angel. Ribotim hem ki 20,000. He saw 20,000. Otzim mize shnaim shenan, ki shenan hu otiyot she'enan alfei, hem bet alafim she'enan nisharim chai. He said that the chariot of Hashem, it was 20,000, two of them is been removed, so it's only 18,000. Becheshbon chay olamot, that this is the calculation of 18 universe. Dainu yesod anikra chay, that the yesod, they call it chay olamim, that this is the yesod, the foundation called life. Hakolel asara sfirot, that he is including 10 sfirot, litlavesh betat, min matat, that he is got dressed in tetet of matat, shehu tetet min totafot, when we say bayule totafot ben enecha, that you have the tutet of the totafot, when we say in Shema Yisrael, shenemar bayule totafot ben enecha, min hena enayim, who is the eyes, Elohim shelemala, shenemar bayem niftechu ha-shamayim hur'e marot Elohim. Does the eyes of above, that they're looking down to earth, and it's written that the sky was open and he be able to look and to see all the mirrors and all the reflection of God. Mi emarot, who is the mirror? Elu en eser marot shel matat, this is the 10 vision of matat, shechezkel ra'a kener betoch ashashit, that he be able to see like a candle in the candle holder. Teisha marot begilui v'achat stuma, he saw 9 reveal and 1 is been hidden, that means the crown is been hidden and 9 below is revealed. Explanation, shav al pi shechezkel ra'a et ha'shechina melubeshet belevushim debia, even though the Yechezkel saw the Shechina, the holy presence of Hashem, are getting dressed in the universe, bria יצירה ועשייה, כמו שאמר ביחזקאל, על כל זה ראה סוד הייחוד דעשר ספירות. ביה זה בריאה, יצירה ועשייה, that creation, foundation and doing, שהם, that he saw all the unity about the 10 level of the light of Hashem revealing here, שאין זעיר אנפינו מלכות, that this is the זעיר אנפינו מלכות, this is the light of Hashem, how it get dressed in everything in this universe. כלומר שראה את השכינה מיוחדת עם זעיר אנפין, וזה שאמר, he saw the unity between the universe and Hashem, and that's what he said. קליפין פירוש מלבושים, that mean that he saw those shell that the שכינה getting dressed in them in this world. חזה עימה עשרה ספירן בלא פירודה כלל, and he saw that the connection between the 10 ספירות without any separation, וזה שאמר שהם סוד 10 ספירות ראשונה היה מחובר עם המלכות בלי פירוד. This is the 10 ספירות, the 9 of them connected to the מלכות with no separation. That means we have כתר that it was hidden, חוכמה and בינה איסו, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח, עוד יסוד ומלכות, all connected in one line. ואלו 10 ספירות הן המוח המלובש בפנים. And the 10 ספירות that we see, this is the brain, are getting dressed in with our face. אבל הוא ראה אותן כשהן מלובשות במטטון. He saw them when they get dressed in the shell of מטט. כי בזמן הגלות מלובש זיווג זעיר אנפין ומלכות במטט. In the time of the exile, the unity of Hashem is getting dressed in matat, matat sar panim. They say matat was like Eliezer to Abraham, והוא שולט בכל אשר לו. Eliezer was in charge on all the physicality in the universe for Abraham. Eliezer, the slave of Abraham, he was in charge in everything that Abraham had, but only in the physicality. Abraham was in charge on spirituality, Eliezer was in charge of physicality. So Matat is like Sarah Panim, that's what is the face that we see in the universe. וזה שאמר, that's what he said. אילן יון מוכה מגלאו כלהו חזלון מגון נהר כבר דלתת. That means that he saw that whatever it's revealing, the chariot that we see, how is the Shekhinah dwell into that? דהיינו שלא ראה אותן אלא בתוך התלבשות בנהר כבר. That means he couldn't see them only when they get dressed in the shell, in the chariot. והוא מתת, and this is מתת, this is what we are, God put in the universe for us. כי מתתרון נקרא נהר, that מתת called the chariot. And that's what they call in the prophecy נהר כבר. כבר is רכב. That he getting dressed in the רכב of Hashem, the רכב of this universe. כבר הוא אותיות רכב, ועל כן נאמר במתת, רכב אלוקים ריבותים, that that's what they call it, יחזקאל call it, the chariot of God. He saw the shell that everything is being covered, all the light of Hashem, how it's covered here. כי זעיר אנפין ומלכות כשהן בזיווג על ידי היסוד, when זעיר אנפין and מלכות, the light of Hashem in the Malchut, in the universe, when they are united, נקרא אז היסוד חי עולמים. Then the foundation called חי עולמים, the universe of life. When a person connects himself to the roots of Hashem, that's what they call חי עולמים, that's what we are sustain our life with. והוא מטעם כי אז יורדים 10 ספירות דאבא ואמא מן היסוד אל המלכות. And this is when the 10 spheres, all the light of Hashem coming to this universe and reveal here from the Abba ואימא, from Chochma and Bina up to the יסוד to give to the מלכות, up to the foundation to give to the מלכות. ועולים 10 ספירות דאור חוזר מן המלכות אל זעיר אנפין. And this is what is coming up, 10 spheres back, reflected, reflection back of this 10 spheres from this Malchut to the Zeir Anpin. It means if we are looking, God forbid, do not think that anything physical here is all spirituality, but we are still in the wall of doing. Without the wall of doing, we are not be able to sustain anything. So the wall of doing, this is the Malchut. The wall of doing is the Malchut. The Malchut is the reality of this universe. The Malchut is the last K of the Yud Kevav K. The Malchut is our wife. The Malchut is the moon. We've been given a chance to shine into this universe. And God gave us where to shine. When a man wants to shine in this world, the man is the Zeir Anpin, the wife is the Malchut, just for to be able to understand the concept, not God forbid to put it in any other and the husband need to bring the light for to be able to unite with the Malchut. And if he bring the light of Hashem and he see godliness in his wife and he be able to bring the godliness down from his head to unite with his wife and not any other thing, this is what they call the unity between Zirampin and Malchut. Then the wife can get pregnant and then you're going to be able to see a wonderful children. The children, when you want to know if the husband and wife are doing right, look at the children. The children is the reflection of what the thoughts that the wife and the husband have in the time of the relationship. And the reflection back that we're talking about of the Malchut, that she be able to shine back with the return light, after 9 months it will be a beautiful children. Or you see the husband prosper in business. Or you see the husband be able to learn Torah. Or you see the husband, he is doing well in any sign, from anywhere. And this is when the wife shines back to him the other 10 spherot from the return light, whatever the husband give her. She taking whatever the husband give her and she make from that light. And that's what the unity that need to be in everything in our life. When a person project to somewhere, the return light is even bigger from what he gave. ומתוך שהזיווג הוא בסוד החוכמה, שספירותיה הן בסוד אלפין, that the unity is the secret of the wisdom, that we be able to bring the chokhmah, the wisdom, down into this reality. It's very easy to be smart in the head, but the hard part is to bring it down to the feet and to walk the distance with the same wisdom. That this is the secret of the thousands. Thousands is Ikar Shaul ba'alafav veDavid berivotav. David was tens of thousands. Ve'al ken nifchanot, because of that nifchanot lev ribo. And this is what they call, that they call it Lev Ribo, 32 of 10,000. That they call it the heart. The heart is Lev, and the heart understand whatever he getting. Asaret alafim, the Abba ve'ima ilayim, v'asaret alafim, the Abba ve'ima chozrim. That means that you have the one from the mother, you have the one from the father, from the Chokhmah, and you have the one that is returned back from the father and from the mother, that she reflected back the Or Yashir ve'Or Chozer. שאין מכללות במתת, that this is the reflection of מתת, כנ"ל, ועל כן נאמר אז רכב אלוקים ריבותים, and then that he said that the chariot of Hashem is come with 10,000, שמתת, שהוא המרכבה של אלוקים, יש בו בית ריבו אורות, that the מתת, that he is the chariot of Hashem, he have 20,000 lights. עונם על פי שהזיווג הוא עם המלכות, that the unity is with the מלכות, הרי עצם המלכות חסרה גם במלכות. The מלכות herself always missing. כי המלכות שהם סוד מנעולה גנוזה, that the מלכות, this is what they call the secret of the lack that it's hidden, ובמקומה משמשת יסוד the מלכות, דהם סוד מפתחה. And because of that, the foundation of the מלכות, that this is the key, when the unity is coming with the Zirampin, then everything, all her light is coming in to get reality. That means, if you take the Malchut, you take for example just a candle. A candle is a vessel, in the old days, a vessel to hold oil and a wick. That's what the candlemen. That's the house. The wife, she is a host for the wick and for the oil. And even though that the candle could be from gold, cannot shine just when they have oil and a wick there. And when the oil and the wick there, then you light the candle, then the gold candelabra be able to shine and to be reflected the beautiful light around that. This is the Malchut around us. That's the universe that we have. This is our wife. That's everything else. We have the chance to take and to bring this to potential to be shined to every side. The key is the unity between the Yesod and the Malchut. The key is the unity between the foundation and the reality in this universe. And the light of the Malchut, the light of everything around us, being open when you do things, you bring things down, the light down to the Yesod, and you only the bring to, you bring down the word of Hashem. You don't bring anything else down. And if all your attention is to bring down, it's very easy again to be spiritual in the head. Very hard that your wife gonna see godliness in you. And the key to open this Malchut is in the foundation of the man and the foundation of the lady. Like you want to come home, if you don't have a key, you cannot open the door. The key is the one, as soon as you put the key in the lock, you open the door, you are in the house, everything else is getting function, start to move, thanks to this that you come in home. The same thing here. Husband and wife, the key is the unity between them. And that's the way the house gets in function after that. ועל כן, אם אנו מדייקים בזה, חסרים שתי ספירות מן ה-20. If we are looking very careful about it, we are missing two ספירות. That means we're missing 20,000. If we said that every ribo is 10,000, so they have 18 of 10,000. Chai olamim that the Yesod given to the Malchut. Ki chasera Malchut, because every light that is coming, the light that is going out, that's a reflection. So if 10 spherot come in, 10 times 2 is 20, we're talking about 20 times 10,000. Ki chasera Malchut be'ayin spherot, deor yashir, v'malchut, the ayin sfirot do'or chozer, you have the light that is coming and the light that is going. That means missing two of the 10,000, you have only chai time 10,000. Ve'en sham ela chai sfirot, that you have only 18 sfirot. Ve'ze sheramaz ha-katuv, alfin she'enan ve'bet sfirot, she'en bet alafin enan, that means we have two of the 20 missing. כי נגנזו, because they are hidden. וזה שאמר, אפיק תרי שאינה נשתרו, תמן שר דחושבן חי עולמין. דהיינו היסוד, בזמן הזיווג, when the unity between the foundation and the מלכות, נקרא מטעם זה חי עולמין, that they call because of that 18 universe. והוא מלובש במתת, and this is what getting dressed in this universe, מתת. That reason we call it, we have to bring the light down, they call it 18. The davening, they call it 18. Like we have an 18 brachot, but that's the reality, is we bring down the light. The light need to be the 10 spherot down, and 10 spherot reflect back to us, that we take in with us. That's what they call תפילת 18, the davening of 18. וזה שאמר, להתלבש במתת מן המתתרון, הרומזים על תת דאור ישיר ותת דאור חוזר, שהם סוד tetet min totafot. Now this is the, we have the nine coming down, nine coming back, and this is what vayu le totafot ben enecha. When we say Shema Israel and they said the totafot ben enecha, that you put in the tefillin on your head, you bring in down the light from the tefillin or from above, down nine and down reflected back. Yes.
Why 18 instead of 20?
He said that the Malchut missing, she have nothing by herself. Because she is missing, it's only nine. Talking about Keter, she have nothing by herself.
What's missing, the Keter or the Malchut?
The Malchut. The Malchut is missing. She has no light from herself.
She's receiving from nine, giving back to nine.
So should we...
The result that you're going to see by the Malchut, it will be 9 months from now. Yes.
You said early on that the Shekhinah has a shell. And I'm not sure I quite understand it.
Would you understand the shell?
The shell part.
You see me now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see? You see a body.
I see the body. I see.
Good. That's what is the shell is. See the beard, the body, the head. That's a shell.
But the Shekhinah, you saying the Shekhinah?
He saw behind this body. He saw the body, and he saw the Shekhinah into this body. He saw the light that coming down from above and giving light to this body to sustain himself here and to be able to project to the universe.
So you talk about the Shekhinah that's in us, not
the Shekhinah. He saw the Shekhinah everywhere. He saw the Shekhinah that giving life to this table, to this wall, to everything. He saw godliness in everything, and he saw where it's come from, and he saw how it's sustained.
You also mentioned one more thing that I wanted to ask you early on. You talked about Eliezer being in charge of all of Abraham's physical. Were they kind of like the same?
Matat is like Eliezer, yes. Okay, we continue. So, we say in Nishma Yisrael, V'ayu letotafot ben enecha, D'itamar be, V'ayu letotafot ben enecha, Shehem sod haorot techochma, Haorot hachochma, Shehem amalchut amechunot enayim. And this is what is the light that come into the malchut. We cannot see the light. Again, we cannot see the light, we can see the light only on the malchut. When you go into the movie, if you went to, you see the screen. The screen in the movie, if you take somebody that never been in this universe or never know, doesn't know the concept of movie, if you're going to look at the movie, you're going to think the people are there. The reality is that the screen is empty and only the light that we see on the screen is what is the projector put there. The projector is the Zeir and Pin, and the screen is the Malchut, and the projector shine on the screen the nine spherot, and the screen reflected back to the universe the same light. And that's what they call eyes. זה שאמר, what does mean the eyes? That's the light of Hashem. כי מראות הם סוד האורות החוכמה נקראות עיניים. And what you see, that's the light of the wisdom that they call eyes. כלומר, the ein ספירות המלכות המלובשות במטטרון הן נקראות מראות. The ten spheres that coming down and they getting dressed in this Malchut, that's what they call Matat. That's what we see. We see in the universe, we see people. But we don't see the light that come in them, that move in them, that walk in them, that they, all the thoughts that they have. כי אין מראה וראייה רק במלכות בלבד. שאין גילוי הערת החוכמה בשום ספירה, רק במלכות. That we're saying that to be able to see is only in the Malchut. The movie could be in the machine, and everything will be prepared, and the music, and the actor, and everything. We cannot see it. We can look at the machine, we can look at the tape, we can look at the disc, we can look at everything. The only way that we'll be able to see this movie is just on the screen. That's the Malchut. The light of Hashem is appear only in the Malchut. Doesn't appear anywhere else. אמנם הוא לא קיבל מראות המלכות מן המלכות עצמה, אלא מתוך התלבשות במתת, he did not receive the light of the Malchut from the Malchut herself, just from getting dressed in מתת, וזה שאמר, דהיינו כנר העומד בתוך מנורה, שדלפותיה מזכוכית. He saw a candle, like a candle. Today we have the candle that stand inside glass, like the ashashit, like the light that we used to use before. We have this bulb, we used to have like an oil light with a glass on the top. So he saw that like this light inside glass covered. And he see the light of the candle through the glass, on the side of the glass. That he saw that the light of the Shekhinah, that's the secret of the candle. In the vessel of the matat of this universe. That this is the secret of the night light. Like the Ashashit is like they used to have a kerosene light that they used to put glass on the top. The same secret is it. ונאבר שאול בי שאנו אומרים שראה עשרה מראות המלכות שמדקדקים, even though that we said that he saw it in the מלכות, if we look in very closely, אינן אלא תשע מראות, he saw only nine reflection, nine ספירות, כי המלכות, the מלכות נגנזה, because the מלכות of the מלכות is still hidden. ומקומה משמש הערה מן היסוד הנקרא המפתחה. And instead of that, the light from the yesod, that's what they call to open, the key to open, that's what he served at. Instead of the מלכות of the מלכות. כנ"ל, וזה שאמר, כי תשע התגלן וחד סתים, that nine has been revealed and one has been hidden. כי לא ראה אלא nine מראות מתת ספירות ראשונות למלכות. He saw only that nine level of the Malchut, the nine spheres from the Keter Chochmah, Keter Chochmah and Bina, Chesed Gvoah Tiferet Netzach Od Yesod, and the Malchut of the Malchut he did not see. Aval HaMara'a Shel HaMalchut the Malchut lo ra, but the light, the reflection of the Malchut of Malchut he couldn't see. Ki his Tumah V'Gnuzah, because he is hidden and it's going to be hiding until the time to be able to be revealed. Like a man have a relation with his wife and he doesn't see the results of the child. The results of the child is going to be coming in 9 months. It's still hidden there. מראה אחת שהוא ראה בראשונה אלו 10 מראות אז היא שנאמר בה וממעלה רקיע אשר על ראשם כמראה אבן הספיר דמות כיסא, אבל בי שכבר נתבאר כתוב זה למעלה, צריך לחדש עליו דברי חידוש. He said that he saw the 10 ספירות, and he saw that the first ספירה from the 10 ספירות, that he said about her that it's above the sky, and above everything, and he said that it looked like a sapphire. Like the stone of the sapphire, that this is the shape of the chair. That's how the chair to sustain the light of Hashem into this universe. Even though that we spoke about it before, we're going to need to do another chidush to this sapphire. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למחנות של מעלה. God said to the chariot above. כל מי שיתפלל בין שיהיה גיבור, בין שיהיה חכם, בין שיהיה עשיר, גיבור הוא בזכויות ומתגבר על יצרו. He say if a person, all the essence of the human being, we already explained that before, is to pray. If you take Adam and you fill up the word Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, the inside letter of Adam, if you write Aleph, Fila Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. The inside letter of Adam, it's Mitpalel. The essence of the human being is to pray. And he said, God telling to the chariot, to all the angels, even if a person pray, even if he's strong, even if he's smart, even if he's rich, when we say strong, they're talking about that he is have a lot of good midot, that a lot of mitzvot. That means he overcome his desire. Eza chazak hakoveshet yitzro. The person is strong that he has overcome his desire. Chacham hu b'Torah. When he is wise in the Torah, to learn more Torah. Ashir hu b'mitzvot. When he is rich, he has a lot of good deeds. Lo yekanes tfilato b'echal hazeh ad shetir'u bo simanim elo. He should not bring his davening to this ark, to this chamber, until he gonna saw those signs. Shenatan ba'atzmo et ha'tikunim sheli, that he put in himself my corrections. ומשום זה העמידו בעלי המשנה, because of that, the people that wrote the Mishnah said, אם הרב דומה למלאך השם צבקות, if the rabbi is look like the angel of God, תורה יבקשו מפיו שפירושו מי שיהיה רשום בסימנים אלו בלבושו, תקבלו תפילתו. He said, the rabbi, if he is looking like an angel of Hashem, then you're going to be able to ask a Torah from him. מי שיהיה רשום בסימנים אלו בלבושו, whoever going to write he have this sign in his clothing, תקבלו תפילתו, you should accept his davening. סימן אחד הוא שיהיה רשום בתפילתו בתחלת שבדלת כנפי הציצית. That he need to be, that it's written in his davening, the four corners, the light blue of the four corners of his tzitzit. שהתחלת דומה לרקיע שהוא מתת. That the תחלת look like the sky, that this is the מתת. נמצא שהוא דומה למלאך השם צבקות. That means that he is holding the corner of his tzitzit, is like השם צבקות. שהצורה שלו הוא תחלת שבציצית. That his shape is like the תחלת, the light blue of the tzitzit. We learned before that the light blue is reflection of the light of Hashem in this universe. We learned that the corner, the light of Hashem, this universe is all judgment. And for the person to be able to understand that this universe, you need to know that this universe is action and reaction. Whatever we do, to whatever we said, whatever we sustain, you have consequences that we are doing something and it's coming back to us. So he said, whoever holding himself that he's davening when he's is like the four corner of the tzitzit, that he behave and he understand the reality of Hashem in every corner that he does, then you're going to be able to sustain the shape of him, going to be like the tchelet sheba tzitzit. The tchelet, you need to see Hashem in every little corner around you. God is everywhere. But to be able to see God, like we start in the beginning, we said that King David praised Hashem, and Mr. Siegel said that Rabbi Chaim said that Hashem, we are here to sustain God in every aspect, to reflect the light of Hashem to everything, that the universe is going to be able to see godliness by you. And King David said that he is there, and he is there, wake up by midnight every night, and he is trustable to be there for God, it doesn't matter what happened, he is still going to be there singing Torah to Hashem. A person need to do it all the time, that he need to sustain the Torah, to sing to Hashem every second. So when he come and he tell Hashem, who is like me waking up by midnight? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, the frog came to him and she said, I am better than you. I am singing to Hashem every second of my life, 24/7, the frog is in the water, do wibbit, wibbit, wibbit. What does it mean? Tzvardea, they call it tzipor dea, a birds of knowledge. These birds of knowledge, what is the tzvardea? What is the frog do? That all the time need to make this noise and to keep ribbit to the pea, to the universe. So the Zohar said that the Tzvardea calling the angel of the sky and to tell them that the water where she stands is a good water, it's a sweet water, they can come drink and use this water. Water is life, water is Torah. And that's what the Tzvardea constantly are calling to the people, come to the Torah is good, the water is good, you can come drink it. So we're going to try to explain here what does it mean, the tchelet. ומשום זה שיעור הציצית העמידו רבנן, תלית שקטן מתכסה בו ראשו ורובו, שזהו אותו שנאמר בו, ונער קטן נוהג בם, שהוא מתת הנקרא נער קטן, שהוא נוהג בדלת חיות, שהם דלת, שהוא כולל שש מעלות לכיסא, דהיינו חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח, עוד יסוד, שבב, ומשום שהוא כלול מעשר, מתלבשים בו עשרה ספירות, דזיר אנפין, ומלכות דאצילות, שהם יוד, בורא הקדוש ברוך הוא בשכינתו אל הנביאים, שהוא כולל מעשר ספירות, ומצד השכינה המלובשת במתת, שהיא ספירה עשירית, והיא תחלת שבציצית, נמצא גם מתת שהוא תחלת של כל הצבעים, כלומר שכל הצבעים נכללו בתחלת. So he's saying here that we're talking about the tzitzit katan. This is the talit. We have tzitzit katan and we have the talit, that this is the talit gadol. So he said the talit, when a young person cover himself with a talit. So he said, talit shakatan mitkase bo rosho verubo. He need to cover his head and most of his body. Talking about katan, that means a person that before that he arrived to a mitzvot. Shezehu oto sheneemar bo venar katan noeg bam. That's what they said about them, that a young boy need to get used to this mitzvot, to this. That's what they call from Ishaya, Yud Aleph. That he said that Nar Katan Nuheg Bam, that the person need to start when he is in youth to start to do this mitzvah of Talit. Shehu Matat. That this is matat, that he is called a boy, anikra nahar katan, that he is a young boy, v'hu noeg bedalet chayot, and he is holding the four corner of the chair, he is riding the four, we said that the chair have four corner, and in every corner have a different face, one is the face of a human being, one is the bull, one is the eagle, and one is the lion. So the chayot of the chair, that matat, he is the appearance of all these four corners of the chair in this universe. Vehem dalet, and this is the four corner, shehu kolel shesh ma'alot lakiseh, that this is including the sixth level of the chair. Da'ayinu chesed gvura tiferet netzach od yesod, that this is the sphirot below the gar, that's what they call the Vav Ktzavot, that's what we are in this universe, we don't see the light from above, we only can see it in the body, that they are Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Od, Yesod, that this is the Vav, ומשום שהוא כלול מעשרה, that we know that cannot be here a body with no head, that even though we see only the body, but the light is included from ten, מתלבשים בו עשר ספירות עזיר אנפין ומלכות דאצילות. Getting dressed in this person, the ten sefirot and the malchut of the crown of Hashem. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Shehem yud, that this is the yud of the, we have yud k, vav k. We have the vav, this is the vav ktzah, the vav, the seven, six sefirot, that they are chesed, gvura, tiferet, netzach, od, yesod. We have the yud, that it's including the entire light of Hashem. Borei hakadosh baruch hu b'shchinato el hanevi'im. And come and see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shchinato el hanevi'im, when he is coming and he reveals himself to the prophet, shehu kalul me'esar sefirot. He said, even though that there are ten sefirot, the nevi'im could be only seen six sefirot. They cannot see the ten. Umitzad ha'shchina milubeshet b'matat, when they look in at the universe, they see the ten sefirot. When you're looking at the mirror, you see the reflection. Looking at the screen, you'll be able to see the reflection of the ten sefirot. שהיא ספירה עשירית, that this is the last ספירה, שהיא תחלת שבציצית, this is the charcoal of the tzitzit, that's the light blue of the tzitzit, נקרא, נמצא גם מתת שהוא תחלת של כל הצבעים. We found out that מתת is the תחלת, the light blue of all the color. כלומר שכל הגלים נכתבו בתחלת, that all the color are got included in the light blue. So, if we look at the universe, if you look at the ocean looks blue. Is the ocean blue? They said the ocean reflects only the sky into the ocean. And the sky is like the chair of Hashem. And we look at it and we see it as a blue. The light have all the color. If we see Reuven's shirt is light blue. For to be able to be light blue, they tell us that all the other light been absorbed into this color. And when we see it as a light blue, that means this shirt absorb all the color beside the light blue and reflect it back to us. And the light blue, that's the reality of God in this universe. When we see the light blue in the tzitzit, we recognize that this tzitzit have all the light that come and trickle down and reflect into us as a light blue. That's what we be able to see. We're looking at the universe have action and reaction. The reaction that we see from the universe is the light blue of the action of the spirituality. When we look at the universe and we see body, wall, this, that, table, this is the light blue of the reflection of Matat into this universe. We cannot see, when we look at the light of Hashem that coming into this universe, it's like you're looking at the crystal ball, or like if you have a disco ball, that they have a lot of mirror. The light that hit the mirror, or looking at a diamond ring, this light breaks into a million different colors. That's what we see all the physicality around us. That's what they call the light blue. Everything of the light of Hashem is around us. We just see it in a different form. We see it as physicality because the prism, the light when they break into this wall, that's the way they appear. So when you see a person, when he's saying that the person needs to reflect godliness, the light blue, and everything that he does, the way he talk, the way he dress, the way he walk, everything that he be able to bring the light of Hashem into this universe, regard, that's exactly what we start the conversation before we start the class. We start the conversation that Elijah, we start the conversation that Elijah, that's Pinchas. Pinchas, he's reflecting the light of Hashem like the frog. The frog saying, "Wibet," all the time. He wants to reflect the light of Hashem all the time. Pinchas did not think for a second. He wanted to be, to reflect God every second. We need to be like the frog. We need to do Kiddush Hashem in every aspect that we can all the time, without any limitation. To try to tell the people that's a good water, come drink it. Like the frog, saying Wibet and calling the universe to tell them, please. Telling the angel, come, this is a sweet water, that's a good water. We need to do the same thing. So he said if the rabbi need to look like Malach Hashem Tzevakot, that he is reflecting from every corner, they need to reflect the light of Hashem. In every aspect, in everything that he can, he need to reflect the light of Hashem. And this light that you see, the light of Hashem, all the other light into this light. That reason they say Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem, beginning of the wisdom is the fear for Hashem. If a person here understands that he is presenting God, all the other things is there. If a person understands that he cannot present himself because we are biased. And if we present ourselves, we already lost. But if we present God, we are a winner from every side. דהיינו, שהיא המלכות הנקראת חלת, that this universe called light blue, שהיא התכלית של יוד ספירות, that this is the essence of the 10 ספירות, ובו ותחל כל עבודת אוהל מועד, and that's what they call, ותחל כל עבודת אוהל מועד, this is the תחלת, that means that's the essence of the עבודה that we need to do in the tent of Hashem, להיותה תכלית הכל, that this is the essence of everything. ותחלת היא לשון קלה. And the תחלת, that's what they learn, the language of קלה. קלה is like a bride. זה שאמר, והיא ביום קלות משה להקים את המשכן. When the day came that משה רבנו was completing the משכן, finished to do that. העמידו חכמים, the sages come and they say, כי קלת כתוב מלשון קלה, קילת, he finished to do the Mishkan, he says it's learning is the language of קלה, ועל כן נקרא את השכינה תחלת, שהיא אור התחלת אשר בנר, האוכל חלבים ועולות, that means they said that this, the light, the כל קלה, that this kala, that the Shekhinah called Tchelet, and this is the light of the candle, that's what we see on the candle, even the candle built from oil, and from wick, and from fire, but we see the light from there, ha'ochel chalavim ve'olot, that this candle be able to consume everything in the universe, and all our sacrifice, either to Hashem, or either for what we're bringing for to better this universe. Again, everything that it's appear around us is according to our action and our attention. When a person sustains his action and his attention in the right way, his fire be able to consume everything. For example, we're taking this candle and we're going to do Bi'ur Chametz. We're going to check the Chametz. Why we need a little candle to do that? Why don't we take a flashlight? Why don't we put the light on? Why don't we do it during the day? Why to look at night and with a little candle? So he said the candle, kiner mitzvah v'torah, a person when it's coming with his reflection, is like a candle. The body of the candle is our mitzvah, the light of the candle is our Torah, and with this we can consume everything. We can be able to consume this universe. So when you're saying that the person needs to be Gibor, he'll be able to overcome his desire. Chacham, that he is wise in the Torah. That he is Ashir, that he has a lot of good deeds behind him. That he does, he tries to grab as many mitzvot as he can. Vezot ha-Torah asher sa Moshe lifnei bnei Israel. וזאת התורה, that's the Torah, משה רבנו separate another three city in the other side of the Jordan River, he tell Hashem, I want to take more, I want to do more, I want to do more than you gave me, more that is there. Avraham Avinu was desired to have angel, he was sitting in the open of the tent looking for guests, even though that he is after the circumcision, that he want to show to Hashem that he want to do more, it's not enough. So he say, if a person is living in this world, and his gibor is overcome his desire, and all his desire is for Hashem, is not for him, and that his chacham is learning Torah, and he is very rich, he does a lot of mitzvot, and this is what we need to use our fire to consume around, just to do more. I want to do more, more and more and more. It's never enough. Pirush, explanation. Or kava small, the light of the left side of the Malchut, הם סוד הערת החוכמה, this is the secret of the light of the wisdom. מכונה תחלת, they call תחלת. We know תחלת is judgment, wisdom is judgment, That's every judgment in the universe, they call it Chelet. שבמלכות שהם סוד הערת החוכמה מכונת חלט. This is in the מלכות, we see it that its appearance is light blue. והטעם שנקרא תחלט אומר, משום דלאי תכלית די סבירן, דהיינו משון, ולכל תכלית, הוא חוקר, וכן תכלית חוכמה, תשובה ומעשים טובים, that we are telling us in Eov, that he said that everything, God is investigate everything, and everything have an essence, and everything have a reason, and nothing happen, nothing happen with no reason. And God is the tachlit, he is like investigate everything, and he is the essence of everything. And this is the essence of the wisdom, and to do tshuva, to come back to Hashem, and to do good deed. In Brachot Yudzayim, Shepirusho, תוצאה ומטרה. That means action and reaction. They have like a person does something, he have some action to what he's doing, but he need to have always a target where he's aiming on what he's doing. We said many times, we're going to repeat it again here. A person to achieve his life, he need to aim. Need to aim. What does he want to achieve, to accomplish? And he need to put this in his, to accomplish that in his life, like a person under the talit. And when he aim on that, sometimes we want to have something, and like Rabbi Reuven said, we aim for 5 minutes, and then we forgot about it. And we don't see results, and we say, Hashem, what's going on here? It's not delivery. I do not get what I want. But when a person wants to aim and to achieve his goal, he needs to aim constantly. Constantly. When a person aims constantly and he has in mind the thoughts that he wants to achieve, God needs to decide. Imagine that you have a target and you have a moving door in the front of the target. Left and right moving door. And you have 10, 20 doors that are moving left and right. It needs to be only 1 second. 1 second that all the door gonna be on the side, and the open the path is open for you to be able to hit the target. If a person constantly aim and constantly aim to the target, if God want his bow and arrow to be able to hit the target, it will hit the target when he is aiming. If I aim in with my finger, what is the chance that my finger will shoot the target? Nothing. But if God wanted, it will hit the target. It will shoot. And if I aim, I will hit the target. But if I don't aim, when a person, that's a common thing that I'm discussing with people every day. I have a lady here that is, she says she came to New York. She came to date, and she have no dates. I said to her, "You came to date? I don't think that you came to date people in New York. You came to get married." She said, "No, I came to date. I wanted to date before I get married. I wanted to see what is my option." I said, "If God gonna send you your husband, you are not gonna be willing to consider him as your husband. You want just to date?" And she's looking back and she missed some good people that she regretted, and she want to go back. And I say, what is to go back? You think that when you decide that you'll be able to go back? It's not back. Our life is 1 second at a time. The second that here, the second that did not show up yet. The second that gone. You cannot bring it back. You can only look forward. So we are here. We have action and reaction. And the way we action, that's the reaction of the universe to us. And the person needs to recognize and to know that everything, if she aiming to date a guy and she's aiming to make them their husband, they will see it and they will be a husband. And if a person aims just to date, Or this guy just going and he's getting into a store and he asking question, but he doesn't have any attention to buy anything. He's still in somebody else's mind. When a person does something, you need to know what is the target that you want to aim. What he's aiming on. What you want to achieve. And if the person constantly aim on the target, you will get it. You will just need to be consistent. The secret of success is consistency. That's thanks to this consistency, Rabbi Akiva started to learn Torah. He one day taking his son to the yeshiva, to the cheder, and he saw the water dripping from the roof on a stone. And he saw drip by drip, and he saw the water making a hole in the stone. That's the secret of our life. Even a soft water can make a hole in the stone. And you just recognize it. It took him many times. He came back to the stone to see the water dripping, and he just recognized. And he said, if the water can make a hole in the stone, such a soft water, Rabbi Akiva can learn Torah. There's no question about it. The same thing us. If we are aiming to the target, that what we are sending the arrow into the universe is an arrow that he have, that we're sending, and he have a target that we want to reach, when God going to decide that it's the time, we're going to be able to hit the target. כי הערת החוכמה של המלכות היא תוצאה מכל 9 ספירות ראשונות. The light that we give to the מלכות, this is the הוצאה, this is what we give, the 9 ספירות to the מלכות. מלשון, ותחל כל עבודת אוהל מועד, that it's been finished all the work of to build the משכן, the אוהל מועד, the tent of God. שתחלת הוא לשון גמר, that תחלת is the finishing product. That's what we see in the front of us. כי הרד, כי ההערה גורמת, גומרת כל הספירות, שתחלת היא לשון קלה, כי המלכות היא קלה לזירנפין. So he's saying that this is the תחלת, this is the finishing of all ספירות, and this is the finishing of לשון of something finished that we see in the front of us. And this is the Malchut, that she is the ending product of the Zeir and Pin. When we're making a movie, imagine, just for example, God forbid, do not think anything about. That's very easy to explain. What you see on the screen, the Malchut is the screen. What you see on the screen is only the finishing product, what has been worked many times and long time to do the movie before that. The Malchut is only reflect what is the projector put on her. The projector is the Zeir Anpin, and whatever we see, the finishing product, this is the finishing product on the Malchut. This is what the finishing product that we see of the Zeir Anpin is on the screen only. Dalet. Dal ken nikret tchelet, mishum shehi melashon klaya. כי הדינים הבאים עם הערת החוכמה שבה מחלים ושורפים את הכל, וכמו שאמר שהם סוד תחלת שבציצית, כי חוטים הלבנים הם סוד אורות החסדים, ופתיל התחלת הם סוד הערת החוכמה של המלכות. So he's saying that the תחלת, this is a language of destruction, of כליה, of to destroy. כי הדינים הבאים עם הערת החוכמה, the judgment that come with the light of the wisdom, שבא in this מלכות, מחלים וסופים את הכל, they destroy everything. וכמו שאמר, והם סוד תחלת שבא ציצית, this is the secret of the תחלת of the ציצית, of the light blue of the ציצית. כי חוטים הלבנים הם סוד אורות חסדים, this strain, the white string that we have, this is the chesed, and the light blue, this is the judgment in the tzitzit. That's the light of the wisdom in the malchut, the cho and the tzitzit on the four corners. So we have we went through the four different aspects here. I'm just going to repeat them again very lightly. We have that they said that the light is God investigate every little thing, that is the light of the Chokhmah coming to that. I mean, we have target, we need to aim and we have a target. The second thing, that's a finishing product, that what we see, that's the blue, that's the light blue. The third thing, that the Malchut is the end of to the Zir Anpin, to what we see it only on the screen, only on the Malchut. And the fourth thing, that these things can destroy every other thing that is in the way. When we go on with the candle, we can remove, we can destroy this, the light of the candle, the light of the Chokhmah, be able to destroy. We are going to do Be'ur Chametz, to remove all the Chametz, all the negativity. We go in a lie around the house for every corner. And they said this Kener Mitzvah Torah, or we come in with our Torah and our mitzvot, we'll be able to destroy every little Chametz, every little East in our life, in our home. And this is the light blue of the Tzitzit, the light, the Or the Chokhmah, can destroy everything. How come it's not destroying everything when we have it on the Tzitzit? Because we have the light of the Chassadim. Chokhmah with no chesed is no reality. It's only destruction. Chesed, that means is to give. We are here to take for only for giving. And if the purpose of the person that he is utilized this universe, he use the light of Hashem to reflect back to the universe. Moshe Rabbeinu, he got the light. How did he get the light? He was such a screen to Hashem. He was a malchut to Hashem, that he was reflecting the light of Hashem to the people. He been using as a good screen to reflect back, not to take to himself. As soon as a person wants to take to himself, he creates a judgment on himself. Or God forbid, he can distract himself. That is, using the light in the wrong reason. You cannot take. When you take, is only for purpose for giving. And if you take it for giving, God will keep giving you. It's like you're working for a boss and you are managing 100 people, you have 1,000 people in the factories, and everything that you demand from the corporation is for to give to your people there, that you manage these people. As long as you do that, they see that you're doing a good job in the factory, and the people that are working with you, they are very happy people. Why? Because you take care of them. And the same thing, they're going to let you manage after that 500 people. And if you're doing a good job, they're going to put you on the right hand to the CEO of the company to run the company, because all your attention is to better and to benefit the people around you. And if a person demands to take to himself, he's not going to be able to take anything, God forbid. So when a person comes and using this light of end light, of execution, of the judgment, just to give, just to utilize it for to give to the world with chesed, to do righteous good things with that. And on this, Yechezkel said, ועליה דהיינו על אור החוכמה שבה נקרא תחלת אמר יחזקאל דמות כמראה אבן הספיר. And he said, and that this light of the תחלת look like the turquoise of the sapphire, like the stone sapphire. The mutaki said that this is like the legs of the chair of Hashem. Hasgula shel even zohi, the specialty of this stone, shemi shiyoresh ota, en ora geinom sholet alav. Whoever inherited this sapphire, the light of the hell is not ruling on him. ואין אש בעולם שיכול לקלקל אותה, and is no light of fire in the universe that be able to destroy her, God forbid. ולא כל מיני מתכות, and not any other steels, or שאם מקים על אבן ספיר בפטיש, ישבר הפטיש ועליה אינה נזקת, נזוקת. He say, if you take a hammer and you hit this stone, sapphire, the hammer will break and this stone is not, nothing going to happen to her. כמו שאמרו חזל, חזל said in שבת פייחת, in מסכת שבת, 88, בתוספות דלת ה', מה שכן מים שאין מזיקין אותה, ועל כן מי שיורש אותה מתקיים בו הכתוב כי תעבור במים איתך אני, וגומר, whoever inherited this sapphire, this light, he is be able even to walk in the water and he is nothing going to happen to him, God is with him. בכל העליונים והתחתונים דזיר כל העניינים והתחתונים the sword the end of light יראים מפניו חלש של הים בשבילו נאמר כי תעבור המים איתך אני וגומר כי בסגולה זו של אור התחלת של המלכות הנקראת אבן ספיר סוס ואורבו רמה בים שהוא הממונה על של מצרים שנדבע בים בכוח אור התחלת הזה. So he's saying here, if a person inherited this light of the sapphire, and he said this secret of this light tchelet, that the cold stone, he said that the Egyptian was sinking in the water and the water was splitting for Am Israel, and with this light of the turquoise nothing happened to the Jewish people when they crossed the water when they left Egypt. So he's saying the person ki tavor mayim itchani, when even that you go in the water I am with you, I'm never going to leave you. So when a person using this light of the charcoal, that's a judgment. The judgment could be used only with chesed, only when you project it to the universe. Moshe Rabbeinu used this light because everything that he said Moshe Rabbeinu, the modest man on earth, he never took anything for himself. Before he left, he said, "Chamor echad mehem lo lakachti." I did not even use any little thing from the physicality from these people. I only gave them. And to take the light of this sapphire and just to use it for to be able to project it to the people. מצבע תכלת זה יראים העליונים והתחתונים. From this color, charcoal, above and below, being scared. המחנות של הים יראים מפניה. The camps of the forces of above of the ocean are afraid from her. והמחנות של הרקיע שהוא תחלת, also the camp of the sky that this is תחלת, also afraid from this. המחנות של תחלת, של אש וגיהנום, also the camps of hell in the next universe, of the fire. דהיינו תחלת לסתרה אחת, that means the charcoal of the other side, also afraid from her. Explanation, כי בעת שמגולה אור התחלת שבמלכות שהם סוד הערת החוכמה, when you take and you reveal the light of the charcoal on the מלכות, that this is the light of the חוכמה, מתגלים עימה דינים קשים מאוד המפילים אימה ורד על כל החיצונים. That means that with her been revealing a lot of judgment in the universe, that all this judgment put fear on every other shell from outside. When a person have a relationship with his wife, that this is the easy way to understand that, the moment of the unity between the husband and wife is saying here, when they are aiming on the right things, when a person are preparing himself in the right way, all the outside and all the shell and all the light in the universe, all the other forces been afraid from them. Why? Because they are bringing the most judgment into the universe, which you can create only in judgment. For example, fire, fiery judgment. Anything around us to create it, you need fire. as long as this fire has been controlled. The same thing here, when a person is aiming and he sustained the fire to control it in the right direction, in the right time, everything around him going to be sustained and all the rest of the shell going to be staying away from him. בתחלת זו, הדין, and this light blue is judgment. שאין זו דינה דמלכותא דינה. That's the law of the מלכות, that's the law. Two different colors is in the talit. אחד לבן ואחד תחלת. One is white and the other one is light blue. ועל בית צבעים אלו, on these two colors נאמר, ותחת רגליו כמעשה לבנת הספיר, that is below of the feet of Hashem, this is like the stone of the charcoal. Livnat hem lavan shel ha-sapir, the livnat, this is the white of the sapphire. Ki ha-sapir kalu mibet gvanim, the sapphire is included from two different colors, shehem rachamim vedin, merciful and judgment. Dainu lavan shehu rachamim v'shachor shehu shacharut shel tchelet, and white, that this is merciful, and the black, that this is the black of the תחלת, of the turquoise. ועל בית צבעים אלו רמזו חכמים, on these two colors, our sages give us a hint, ומתי קוראים את שמה בשחרית, when you read in שמה in שחרית, מי שיקיר בין תחלת ללבן, when he is going to be able to recognize the different color between light blue and white. כי בת מלך היא המלכות שהם סוד קריאת שמה, the daughter of the king, that this is the secret of Shema Israel, שהיא ייחוד הקדוש ברוך הוא, that this is the unity, how to unify God in the world, when he says Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that we bringing down to unity of one, היא כלולה מבית צבעים אלו, she including from these two different colors, לבן ותחלת, white and turquoise, שהם הוויה ועדני, that this is the יוד כבבקי, and the מלכות of עדני, of עדנות, דהוויה הם סוד לבן, דיוד כבבקה, this is the secret of the white, ועדנות הם סוד התחלת, and the מלכות, this is the secret of the light blue. כדי להיות רחמים בדין, for to be able to have be merciful in the judgment, כמו הקדוש ברוך הוא, like Hashem in this one, שהוא זעיר אנפין כלול בבית צבעים, that is זעיר אנפין including in two different colors, שהם סוד הוויה ועדני, להיות רחמים ודין. That this is the secret of יוד כבבקה, and the מלכות, and the עדנות. That this to be including רחמים merciful into the judgment. דהיינו כיסא דין וכיסא רחמים. That means that you have the chair of judgment, and the merciful is on the chair, the mercy that God give us here in this universe is in this universe, is not anywhere else. Like a father that he is seeing his son running in the street, and the son run to him with the love and said, Abba, Abba, and the father doesn't see the street clear if any car coming, and when he coming to him, the father give a patch to the child that he tell him not to run in the street again like this. So the reality is that the judgment, this is when the father gives a smack to the child, but this is the also the rachamim that the child will learn not to run in the street again. Marot even sapir dmut hakiseh, that the vision of the safa is like the chair. Shaul. Him, he asked him, what does it mean, the sapphire, the stone of the sapphire, this is like the charcoal of the tzitzit. What does it mean that he looked like the chair? Umeshiv, and he answered, Ela keneged hakiseh yesh la ayin bet ksharim. He's like the chair that he have 72 different bridges. The haynu ayin bet orot min Hashem, the ayin bet, that means that we have a 72 light, that this is the 72 light of Hashem. Ken yeh adam rashum be'ayin bet ksharim v'chuliot shel atzitzit. The same thing, a person need to have a 72 tied in the tzitzit. Keneged ayin bet ksharim shel hakiseh, against the 72 bridges of the chair. Shehem chai ksharim v'chuliot lechol tzad. This is an 18 tie and loop to every side of the tzitzit. דהיינו כקשרים ויוד ג' חוליות ודלת פעמים וחי הם עין ב' he said that you have 5, 13 4 time hey יוד ג' 4 time דלת פעמים חי, הם עין בית. Together, he said that it's K קשרים, and יוד ג' חוליות, 13 חוליות, and four corners of חי time, four corners, 72. כי הכיסא הוא ה-K, the chair is the K, the הוויה, דהיינו המלכות, that means that's the מלכות. היא לכל צד, דלת חיות הכיסא, that to every side you have four strength of the chair shehem dalet keneg dalet kanfot ksud that's against the four corner of the clothing of the person ושש מדרגות של הכיסא והן וו שהיא מתת כולל דלת חיות and he said the six level of the chair of every side that's including from dalet strength of the chair זה שאמר והנער קטן נוהג בם that is a young boy are leading them והם מיכאל גבריאל נוריאל ורפאל that this is the angel of מיכאל גבריאל נוריאל ורפאל ומתת שהוא שש מעלות לכיסא and the מתת that he is the six levels of the chair שהם חסד גבורה תפארת נצח עוד יסוד דדר חסד גבורה תפארת נצח עוד יסוד שכל אחת כלולה ממאה that each one of them including from a hundred העולים 600 that they are counting as 600 ציצית מלאה בשתי יודין עולה 600 the ציצית with the two יודין coming to the 600 ואם חסר יוד אחת מציצית משלמת החיריק במקומה if one yud missing in a tzitzit the חיריק is become to be to complete that שהיא כמו yud that the dots is like the yud שכל צד דלת כנפות בגדוד at every corner of the four corner of the clothing יש ציצית העולה 600 you have a tzitzit that count as 600 ואם היוד ג' חוליות של הציצית הם תרייג and with the 13 loop of the ציצית that's what they call תרייג מצוות that the ציצית שקולה against תרייג מצוות 613 מצוות ועוד 6 מעלות לכיסא and more another 6 level to the chair and this is the secret מילואה he vav sheola bechesbon yud gimel he said that this is to fill up the inside that if you take vav how you write vav vav alef vav this is also 13 sheola bechesbon yud gimel that is counted as a count as yud gimel sheozo nirmezet shevav zo nirmezet begimel tevot tzirufei av tevot sheyesh begimel psukim that this is the vav including in the connection when we are saying the 72 verse words that this in this three psukim vayisa vayavo vayet we have vayisa vayavo vayet that's the three psukim in the shirat hayam that Moshe Rabbeinu split the ocean shehem gimel tevot that this is three different when you say you're taking the three psukim Vayisa, Malach Hashem, Vayavo is the reverse, the pasuk in the reverse, Vayet is you read it the way it's supposed to be. And you take the 72 name of Hashem, you make from this three psukim that you have in each pasuk 72 words, and you take one word from each pasuk, one straight, one reverse, one straight, and this, the three tevot, created the name of Hashem. Gimel tevot avav, ani vehu, שראשי תיבות שלהם הם וו א' וו, that the head letter of them is וו א' וו, כזה והוא אני והוא, ויש חמישה קשרים בציצית שהם קי לכל צעד וצעד, מדלת כנפות הבגד, ומלואו של הקי שהוא א' הוא הבגד עצמו, הוא אחד לכולם, והבאות קי המתחברות עם הוו, שהוא בגימטריה י' ג' נשלם לחי, שהם ת' מן המתתון, וחי רומזת על חיה, ותהיה חיה לכל צד מארבע כנפות, ויהיה כלול מארבע חיות, כי הדלת כנפות נכללות זו בזו, ולכל חיה ארבע פנים, וארבע פנים שהם ביחד לב פנים. ולב פנים וכנפיים, והם תלויות מחיה הרביעית שבדלת חיות, שהיא פני אדם, דהיינו אדם מלובש בציצית. Very nice, a lot of details, and then I repeat it again. ברוך השם. So he's saying here, after we explain that we have this three psukim, the ויישא ויבוא ויית, that Moshe Rabbeinu split the ocean with these three psukim, that's the 72 name of Hashem, that you take one letter from each pasuk, one straight, one reverse, one straight, and you create the 72 name of Hashem. And he said, Vehu ani vehu, Vav Aleph Vav, Rashi Tevot Shelahem Hem, that Vehu ani vehu, that him and me and him, this is the Vav Aleh Vav, that the way we write Vav, Vav Aleh Vav, that that's the head letter. Kaze v'ani, hu v'ani v'hu. V'yesh chamisha ksharim b'tzitzit. He said, in the tzitzit you have five different tie that you need, knots that you need to tie. V'em kei lekol tzad, and this is like five to every corner, from four corner of the clothing that we have. והמילוי של החמש, the מילוי of the K, שהוא אחד, א', הוא הבגד, we have the filling of the K, the א', the first one is the clothing, by himself, והוא אחד לכולם, that is one clothing to all of them, to all the four corner, ובאות K המתחברת עם הוו, and we have the five knots that connected with the וו, שהוא בגימטריה י' ג', that this in the gematria, if you take vav, vav ale vav, this is yud gimel. Nishlam lechai, that this is, you have the five knots, plus the vav that we are talking about, that this is 13, and that together 18, the 6 and 13 is 18. That this was the 18 that we already learned before, that this is matat, matat o letotafot. Totafot benenecha, that means that this is the light that comes in and the light that reverses back from what we project in. We aim on something, they say v'archayot ratzot v'shov, that the animal run and come back. You look at something, you aim at something, it's hitting the target and come back to you. Min matad, that this is what we see, v'achay romezet al chaya, and this chay olamim, this is the animal that we are talking about. ותהיה חיה לכל צד מארבעת הכנפות. We have animal to every corner and every side of this clothing. ויהיה כלול מארבע חיות. We said that we have four animal to the chair. One is the bull, the tiger, the eagle, and the human being. כי דלת נפות נכללות זו בזו בכל חיה מארבע פנים. We have four corner, four animal to every corner, and together, ביחד לב פנים, together is 32 faces. and wings, שהם תלויות מחיה הרביעית, that they are all counting on the fourth animal, בדלת חיות, from these four חיות, שהיא פני אדם, that the face of the human, this is the highest form and the highest level that we need to reach. דהיינו אדם מלויש בציצית, that means this human being, they get dressed in the tzitzit. We have an obligation to elevate this four corner of the universe, to elevate it to the face of the human being. That's the reason we need to get dressed with the tzitzit. והם הציצית הן לב כנל בחשבון יוד קי קי. That means this is the lev, that's the heart, that part of Hashem, lev netivot chokhmah, including in the calculation of the yud kei kei. השלמות שלהם היא הוו, דהיינו היוד גימל חוליות שבכל דלת נפות, that we need to complete this yud kei kei with the 13, with the vav of the tzitzi, that including from four corners. הוו מתייחדת עם כל ארבע חיות בדלת נפות, that this vav including in four corner with the four this animal that they are holding the chair of Hashem, ומשלים Hashem yud kei vav kei, and it's complete the name of the yud kei vav kei, that's the vav. למעלה בזירן פינו מלכות האצילות המשלים למטה בחיות, that means we do it in spirituality and affect it into physicality in the malchut here. כי עמוד האמצעי שהוא מתת הוא להשלים למעלה כמו התפארת, that the middle part, that this is מתת, we need to elevate it to the תפארת, to the royalty, the אצילות, כי שמו מתת הוא כשם ריבו תפארת, and he is מתת, this is like his master, that's what they call royalty, ונברא בצלמו כדמותו, that he been created like his shape, exactly the way is the tzelem, is the reflection of Hashem, כולל כל המדרגות למעלה ולמטה, including all the level steps above and below, כי תפארת ומלכות האצילות מלובשות בו, that the royalty and the מלכות is dressed by him, כנ"ל ממטה למעלה, that we want to reflect the light from below to above, דהיינו שכוללת כל דלת חיות הקודש, מיכאל, גבריאל, נוריאל ורפאל, that means that including all the חיות הקודש, all the animal of the קדושה, that they are מיכאל, גבריאל, רפאל, אל נוריאל, ואז והוא אחוז באמצע, and he is in the middle, the human being, וזה שאמר בברך התיכון בתוך הקרשים מבריח מן הקצה לקצה, that this is the middle part, the person that is staying in the middle, he is the ברך התיכון in the temple, and he is connecting all the corner from every side. והוא מתת כלול מדלת פנים ודלת כנפיים של כל חיה וחיה שלמעלה, this מתת including from different, four different faces and of every animal of above, בזון שהם יוד כבב כן עדנות ביחד, דהיינו הצירוף של יוד כבב כבעדנות שהם זעיר אנפין ומלכות, including the זעיר אנפין and מלכות together, אז ישיר משה, then when it's together and the forces together, אז ישיר משה, then the שירה of the ocean came, that the ocean split, כי זעיר אנפין שהם משה יש בכל חיה שלו ארבע פנים, זעיר אנפין is משה רבנו, that he shine back to the universe, and you have four animal to every corner of his face, שהם סוד בגימטריה אז, that this is the secret of גימטריה אז, דהיינו שמונה, that mean that you have eight, כאין זה אז באריה, אז בשור, אז בנשר, אז באדם, that it was, אז ישיר משה, that you have, אז strength of eight double light in every face of the corner, שהם לב פנים, that this is לב 32 faces, וכנפיים בגימטריה, דלת פעמים אז, and כנפיים is a numeric number of double אז. four times dalet pa'amim az. If you take four times az, az is 8 times 4 is 32, that's the left panim. ואלו דלת פנים הם דלת אותיות דהוויה. In this four corner, this is the four names of the ניות כבבקה. והפנים הם דלת אותיות עדני. And the four כנפיים, this is the four letters of עדני, of the מלכות. שהם כנגד דלת בגדי הזהב. That's against the four clothing of the gold. שהם סוד עדני. ודלת בגדי לבן, and the four clothing of the white, שהם סוד ההוויה, that this is the secret of the הוויה. ולבש הכהן כדי לכפר על ישראל, that the Kohen dress for to be able to do kapara to the Jewish nation. והם כנגד עדני, השם שפתי תפתח, שאומרים בפתיחת תפילת העמידה, and that's against the השם שפתי תפתח that we say in 18. ותפילה עצמה היא התפילה, יש בה הוויה, the כל חתימה של יוד חד ברכות התפילה, that we have the name of Hashem of the יוד כבב, כן, every ending of the ברכה of 18, וחי פעמים יוד כבב, and the 18 time of Hashem, יש בהם עין בית אותיות כחשבון והיכולו, that you have 72 name letters in calculation like the פסוק והיכולו. שם סוד יסוד הנקרא כל, that this is the secret, the call, the foundation, the call, call. כי י"ח הוויות כלולות בצדיק חי עולמים, that you have in the צדיק, in the יסוד, you have 18 הוויות, the כלולות in the צדיק, the call חי עולמים, והם סוד ויכולו, and this is the secret of completion. וארבע חיות שבכל חיה יש הוויה אין עדני, and you have four different chariot or animal in the corner, that you have in every one of them יוד כבבקה אין עדני, דהיינו שמונה אותיות לכל צד, that mean 8 letters to every corner, הם למד בית אותיות, that they are 32 letters, ויוד גמל אותיות הנמצאות מן הראש תיבות בגימטריה תיבות הוו עדני ואני וו אני והול, that he said that coming from the head letters of the gematria of תיבות, that והוא אני והוא, the וו א לוו, that coming from the fill up of the name of the וו, שהם וו בגימטריה יוד גימל, that this is the וו, that וו א לוו, that this is 13, הרי 13 האלה שבעליונים בתחתונים כלולים בוו הזה, that the 13 above and below including in this וו, בהם נשלם האדם, with this וו, the human being get complete, שהוא בגימטריה מה, אדם is a numeric number of מה, 45, שהוא עמוד האמצעי, this is the main column, כי לב אותיות של הוויה ועדי, 32 letters of that יוד כבב כן עדני, שיש בכל צד, עם יוד גימל אותיות שבו, with the 13 letters of in them, הם בחשבון מה כמספר אדם, and this is the calculation of מה as a numeric of human being. We spoke about many aspect and many calculation, many number in the tzitzit. The main aspect of the tzitzit that we have the strength to be able to be a human being. That the person that he have a tzitzit on him, he is holding and he is aiming to four corners of the universe to be able to sustain and to be a leader and a chariot to the light of Hashem in this world, for to be able to project the light in the right way. And the only way is to do it as chesed, when we are taking, the only reason we're taking is for to project back to Hashem and to give. So Bezad Hashem, that we're going to be all, be able to sustain and to give the light of Hashem to whatever need, and to take this universe and to bring ourselves and the level of the human being, for to be able to to be here in this world and to sustain the light, like God asks us to be all to the nation, light to everybody. B'mara, we're going to be able to see Mashiach Tzidkenu, Rabbi Aminu, Amen. Thank you everybody for watching. Good Shabbos.